my background and how I have become an anarchist. There's a long, long story. And I had to ask myself, why had this come about? What did this mean? And the conclusion I came to is this, that the workers' movement never really had a revolutionary potential. And I began to try to explore what were movements and ideologies, if you like, that really were liberatory, that really freed people of this hierarchical sensibility and mentality, of this authoritarian outlook, of this complete assimilation by the work ethic. And I now began to turn very consciously toward anarchist views. Because anarchism posed the question not simply of a struggle between classes based upon economic exploitation. Anarchism really was posing a much broader historical question that even goes beyond our industrial civilization. Not just classes, but hierarchy. Hierarchy as it exists in the family. Hierarchy as it exists in the school. Hierarchy as it exists in sexual relationships. Hierarchy as it exists between ethnic groups. Not only class divisions based upon economic exploitation. And it was concerned not only with economic exploitation, it was concerned with domination. Domination which may not even have any economic meaning at all. The domination of women by men in which women are not economically exploited. The domination of ordinary people by bureaucrats in which you may even have a welfare, so-called socialist type of state. Domination as it exists today in China, even when you're supposed to have a classless society. Domination even as it exists in Russia, where you are supposed to have a classless society. See, so these are the things that I noted in anarchism, and increasingly I came to the conclusion that if we were to avoid, or if we are to avoid, the mistakes. The mistakes that were made over 100 years of proletarian socialism. If we are to really achieve a liberatory movement, not simply in terms of economic questions, but in terms of every aspect of life, we would have to turn to anarchism because it alone posed the problem not merely of class domination, but hierarchical domination. And it alone posed the question not simply of economic exploitation, but exploitation in every sphere of life. And it was that growing awareness that we had to go beyond classes into hierarchy and beyond exploitation into domination that led me into anarchism and to a commitment to an anarchist outlook.